Bitter cold air is present across a big part of the middle sections of the country this morning, with temperatures plummeting down below zero across a very large portion of the region. We are seeing sub-zero readings occurring down into portions of the central plains, although cloud cover today is protecting crops in the Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma, as well as southern Kansas. We do have temperatures that are below zero in northern Kansas, portions of northern Missouri, and into portions of western and central sections of Illinois. We still have some snow falling this morning across some of the easternmost portions of the Midwest, primarily in the Great Lakes region. Yesterday, we did see snow fall across many areas from Illinois to Michigan and Ohio. Moisture content in that snowfall was relatively light, but there were some locations that picked up between a tenth and a quarter of an inch of moisture, and those were the areas with the greatest snow accumulations occurring in Michigan, portions of northern Indiana, northeastern Illinois, and northern and eastern portions of Ohio. Well, today the cold will continue to be the dominating feature across the Midwest. I don't see anybody out there escaping this. Eventually, the cold will overrun even the southeastern corner of the nation. Yesterday afternoon's temperatures were mostly in the positive single digits and teens in the western Corn Belt, and in the eastern areas, 20s and some 30s were common across the area. And temperatures this morning, as we've already noted, are quite chilly, but they will probably be colder as we move forward in time. The forecast is offering a cold high pressure system to prevail across a big part of the middle of the U.S. and, for that matter, North America in general. Cold will extend from portions of Canada all the way down into the heart of the Midwest over the next 24 to 48 hours. A temporary break in the cold will take place, and then another round of it will likely occur as we move into the early to middle part of next week. The coldest air at that time will likely be in the Midwest proper and a portion of the northern plains. We do have other opportunities for precipitation coming up across parts of the region, but no large-scale storm systems like that which just occurred will take place again for a while. The first little disturbance will likely occur as we move from Friday night into Saturday. This will be a light snow event that will come out of South Dakota and work its way eastward across portions of Iowa and southern Minnesota over to Michigan and Ohio. We'll likely see it dusting to 2 inches most common, but there will be some local 3-inch plus amounts in several counties, probably coming out of the southeast corner of South Dakota and reaching over into northern parts of Ohio. We'll expect that system to be followed by another one that will occur early next week. Late Sunday and Monday, snow will come across portions of the southwestern Corn Belt, passing from portions of Nebraska into Missouri, and a reinforcing disturbance will form down in the Delta as we move into the Monday night and Tuesday time period. That system will then move off into the southeastern corner of the country. The bottom line is the second system will not pick on the northern parts of the Midwest, giving Chicago, Detroit, Indianapolis, and portions of Ohio a break from all the snow that has occurred up to this point in time. We do anticipate cold weather still being a big dominating feature, though, for the region, and we'll expect to see a lot of temperatures dropping below zero over the next several nights. This week's weather will likely represent probably the peak of the coldest period for this winter. We will expect to see a lot of temperatures below zero in the upper parts of the Midwest and through the entire 5 to 6 days coming up, and temperatures in the lower parts of the Midwest will occasionally dip down into some single digits and teens, with some negative numbers expected in a few locations scattered across the region from Kansas over to Ohio. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.